And that's it for Mailbag, gentlemen. All right, let's move right on. Let's see where we're at time-wise. Oh, 40 minutes. This is going to be a long one. It doesn't matter, though, because we have something special lined up for you guys. Is everybody ready?
This time.
Are we
this
up
time, personal? Zombies. We're through being cool.
Somebody post link again to Melee. Just be sure that everyone's caught up.
I'm at mine.
Okay, reposted.
Of course, we have to we have to read the title page, like the front cover. I mean, and that's not actually in there, but we all know what it says.
Well, you're the narrator.
The narrator isn't on that page.
Yeah.
The actual page. Let me go find it.
It's the famous line, you know. Go Sonichu, go out and zap to the extreme. I will. Thank you, Father. It's that line.
Yeah.
Okay. It's been so long since I've subjected
Can you
my
guess family. What we're doing, kids?
Let's all read Sonichu. Today's performance is brought to you by the letter G. For gay.
There you go. Oh, no, it's the letter G for straight.
G for straight. And the number Q. And
the number Q for random access humor.
All right. Well, I suppose I could try and quote this from memory. Go on, Sonichu. Zap to the scream.
I will. Thank you, Father.
I don't know if I can pull that voice off for the entire rest of it. There will be a link to this, readers, don't worry. We'll give you a link to the actual comic. You can read along.
I guess I'll take the disclaimer page, because, hey.
Yeah,
you're... I'm gonna make a video for this, don't worry.
Oh, of course.
We'll make our own little audiobook.
You know, there isn't audiobooks out there.
I'll give you the dry audio then, yeah. And then you can actually not have the sound in the background to deal with.
Yeah, the music. Although we have to have, like the Full Life Consequences music.
Yeah, I think that took music from like some Ren and Stimpy collection or something.
That would make sense.
Yeah. So look that up if you're planning on going that route.
All right. All Sonichu material is copyrighted March 2002 through 2005 by Christian Weston Chandler. Any names, persons, or illustrated in any of the Sonichu comics except that of Christian Weston Chandler that may seem similar to anyone in real life are purely coincidental or otherwise parodic. Okay.
Star.
Yeah, star. Episode 1. Sonic Dude's Origin. Our story begins in an open field 5 miles from the city of Station Square, which is under siege by the Perfect Chaos Monster. While Sonic the Hedgehog ponders over the destruction, a wild boy Pikachu takes notice of the far-off destruction.
Pico?
I am Christian Weston Chandler, Sonichu's creator and author of this comic. This is his story and nothing less.
All Sonichu materials copyrighted March 2005 by Christian Weston Chandler.
Meanwhile...
Oh, it says that on every...
scene.
Meanwhile, shit happens with no dialogue.
Ouch. 15 miles away.
Chaos control!
Oh, yeah, we have to make our sound effects, okay? Swoosh, sure. Water noise.
Water noise?
Water noise.
I'm just thinking the fucking surf sound effect from, like, the first Pokemon game. So you
Debo!
Okay, where are we at, even?
I think we're on page 3 with the goat scene.
Page 3.
Yeah.
Random voice dude.
Alright. Ouch! 15 miles away. Girl Raichu.
Chris narration.
Ah!
We need the evolution sound now.
That's the cottage. I guess. Or, no, wait, yeah, evolution sound definitely comes before that. That's the cottage.
That's Kay, that's you.
Raichu, I saw the gasp. Who are you? Where's my Pokemon?
Kel.
Gasp.
I am your Pokemon. I was hit by a rainbow and now I have transformed.
Oh my, you're as beautiful as a rose.
Gasp.
As a rose? I need a new name since I'm a new Pokemon, so you may call me.
That's Bud. it does say Rose Chew in there. I just saw that.
Oh.
Holy crap, okay. Go to the next page.
I've changed.
Huh?
Battle is on. I've got to heal. Time to zap.
Meanwhile,
right here,
loading page.
Thunder!
Oh, wait, is that Sonic? I don't know. Yeah, I think that's supposed to be Sonic.
Almost got him!
Here you go.
You're too slow!
What comes to
the unidentifiable pink blob?
I can't make any sense of this mess.
I think Sonic comes from. Yeah, so Sonic, yay! Later.
Wow, what a bell! Not only that I've received super speed, a new body, and above all, I am able to talk like a human! Wow! And apparently I look like that hedgehog I have kicked in. From the cheers, I just...
Why does he sound like the creepy old dude from Family Guy?
Sonic had just about the same abilities as I do now, and I guess I am now a hedgehog too. I am a new Pokemon. I am no longer a Pikachu. So with inspiration, I am now Sonichu.
And then, from then on, Sonichu went on to make new friends as well as enemies. And he used to use his evil abilities to stop evil and save the world. Stay tuned for more zapping adventures of Sonichu.
And then
I didn't
Yoshi's
know CWC was Woody Allen.
Yeah, I'm kind of summoning Woody Allen on this one.
Yoshi's roommate is totally going to come in and go like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I just picture the whole creepy that's a good family right now.
That doesn't change anything.
And all this shit is you, Rick.
Oh, come on.
we agreed before. I mean, if you really want me to read it, I will. But
paragraph to paragraph so nobody explodes.
Yeah, we could just alternate.
Any panel that actually has him in it, I'll definitely do it. Let's see.
Okay, that's fair.
As the creator of Sonichu and his world, I feel that... Oh, God, I am so Woody Allen. Jesus. I feel that I should take you on a trip to learn more. Besides, I promised my other hedgehogs as well, so let's tour my section of the cartoon world.
How you actually do sound like CWC.
I can take this page. You take the next one.
Okay, buy a page. It's good.
The comic title is Sonichu. By that, we man the saga of the electric hedgehog Pokemon. It is set in and around the city of Quickville.
Quickville.
Yeah, it is. It has an official pronunciation.
And a vibrant community with good people and average among of cool places to chill at. And I am mayor. I am the mayor. Characters.
I are mayor.
I are baboon. This is Sonichu, the electric hedgehog Pokemon, and main character, age 16 years. Hobbies, running, surfing, chilling, mostly outdoor activities. What? Yeah, I'm just Dexter now, Jesus. Other facts. He enjoys the scenery around him. His favorite colors are blue and yellow. And he...
Or the other way around, but whatever.
Hey, I fucking... I saved it. I was fucking up and I saved it. Cucksucker. You have to fucking take it away from me, son. He enjoys popular music and loves Rose Chew. Smiley face.
I like a little smiley face down there. That's really special. Okay. Rose Chew is a spunky and very beautiful girl electric hedgehog Pokemon. Age 15. Hobbies. Frolicking through the fields, shopping at Quickville Mall and cooking. Her original trainer is the caring girl Kel. Rosie is Rose Chew's nickname, and she likes to pick flowers. Her favorite flower is the Zap Bud. She always keep her heart saved for her Sonichu. Kel is Rose Chew's caring Pokemon trainer. Nate Cirque is the son of Team Rocket boss Giovanni. And God, look at that hair. That's Yu-Gi-Oh! Level hair.
It's time to do do do
I think that's an upside-down eruption.
Does he have a bun that's, like, being held together by his goggles?
Well, turn your head upside down. That's totally, like, Robotnik with, like, the mustache. It's like the goggles and the mustache.
It is. It's totally Robotnik.
You're being as usual?
Okay. Black Sonichu, a.k.a. Blachu. He's Sonichu's evil twin. He was created in Giovanni's lab from Sonichu's DNA with an accidental dose of cherry cola. I can't talk. Whatever. Okay.
Chemical X.
Oh, my God.
All right. Let's see if there's more narration. Load. Oh, goody.
This one's huge.
Me with no water. Alright, loading. From the rainbow of chaos, emerald energy, the eggs that were released in various locations around the world, they hatched into five more electric hedgehogs with special characteristics. When all the hedgehog Pokemon are together, they make up the chaotic combo.
They summon Captain Fire.
Psychic electric. Magi-chan Sonichu. Magi-chan raised himself in the mountains and meditated to perfect his telekinetic powers. He tends to keep to himself a lot.
Magi-chan is a guy?
Yes.
I kept seeing that name. I thought, whatever. Okay, go on.
Wild Sonichu.
You know, you can use Chan for anything.
Grass electric. Wild was raised in a jungle by a Venusaur who taught him Razor Leaf, and a Scyther who taught him how to access his speed and ninja skills. Water Electric Bubbles Rose Chew. Bubbles was raised by a mother Swampert who taught her to create tidal waves. Jesus Christ, this is terrible. Bubbles has a happy, positive personality, and she just loves to have fun.
Now she is the joy and the laughter.
Now I'm picturing a big, like, matronly, like, Swampert with, like, tits hanging out and babies on the tits.
Just dragging the babies along?
That's what I'm seeing right now. But that's what I'm seeing.
Fighting electric, punchy Sonichu, really? Punchy grew up in a dojo.
No, Rick, you have to say this in an Asian voice.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, I have no Asian voice.
I have an Asian voice.
Oh, wait, I can do this. You buy now! You buy! Flying electric, Angela Sonichu.
No, we have to read that.
I can't do any Asian voice.
I'll fucking do my, like, delivery guy voice from Earthbound.
Oh, go ahead. Go.
Fighting electric, punchy Sonichu, punchy go up in dojo, when he perfect his punches, he has also full random access to him, he lost his tail and bought a fight.
My my god.
I want to see the entire comic read in that voice.
I do so very much enjoy doing that.
Make the narrator that guy.
Done.
Oh my god. Angelica Rose Chew. Angelica was raised in a church by nuns. Angelica is a believer. So
Deliver.
Believer. Angelica is belligerent, so she prays every night and day. She is usually at peace, especially while flying sky high.
Okay. Fair me somewhere is protector of Master Sunstorm on mysterious Rainbow Island of mysterious origins. Team of electric headstone Pokemon will rock Quickville. Christian Donichu. Sarama Sonichu. Wesley Sonichu.
Sarama Roseshu.
Oh, Rose.
Whatever.
Why do you care?
He's Yoshi.
He has to care about everything.
Oh my god. That's a shame.
You guys straight.
Then a couple of two-bit villains. I wouldn't give 2 cents for them.
I have to break in here and say that 2 bits is considerably more than 2 cents.
I just have to say that. Information for your everyday life.
Slawheel the witch. And lastly, there is me, the intrusive creator of Insanity's story. Oh my god, this voice. Christian Weston Chandler. Birth name.
Left first, then right.
Yeah.
I was a little confused.
Recover.
I'd also
you must
be willing,
recover.
I'd also be willing to do some of this if you want to, like, unload a bit of it.
Yeah, good. You guys do a second. I need to actually get some water if I'm going to keep doing this.
Come up with something. All right. Basic. 5'10", born on February 24, 1982. I'm working towards a computer-aided drafting and design degree at Piedmont Virginia Community College. I'm also single, lonely, and I need a girlfriend. To describe myself in real life, I'm a fairly creative person. I enjoy playing video games, like Sonic the Hedgehog, Pokemon, Animal Crossing. I also like to build with Lego pieces, and I enjoy most kinds of music. I'm also fascinated with the Transformers. I also play the Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh! trading card games. Please enjoy the rest of this comic. And for more information on Sonichu, check out CWC Sonichu site at http://sonichuchandler.tripod.com/cwcson.html.
How many websites ago is that?
Like 10.
It's gonna be like 6 foot. Yeah.
Yeah, at least 6.
Alright, back to the actual meat. The comic.
Sonichu in episode 2, Genesis of Love Hogs.
Oh, since my transformation, my new bigger body needs more food than before, and nuts and apples can't cut it. It's been a week now, and I'm so hungry I can't reach the panel. Not only that, I feel so lonesome.
Skip cutscene. Skip cutscene.
Wow. Where's she running off to?
Oh no.
15 minutes later.
Oh, she lives in that cabin. Huh? And with the traitor, maybe I can get a bite as well.
Did you have fun, Rosie?
So-so.
Well, come on in. I'm fixing some Bruce Wick stew.
Since my transformation last week, I felt so lonesome because there's no other Pokemon like me to love.
Oh, relax, Rosie. What about my Dragonite, David? He's loyal.
Oh, come on, Kel. David's just too big for me. You could have him. I don't want him.
Okay,
well,
she will.
Try.
I <don't know. laughs>
Hey, for all we know, your luck could just be around the room. Just be around the corner.
And then Kel melted.
Meltman with the ability to
melt.
anyway, around the corner, out the door.
I'll get that. Hello, how may I?
Smooth
operator. Oh, you fucking skipped the knock knock.
Hello, how may I?
Hey, I'm just a wild one who hasn't eaten much for over a week. Can you help me out?
I don't believe it. A handsome Pokemon who I've got to like learn me about.
Oh wow!
That's the perfect pronunciation.
There's a 50-50% chance he did that on purpose, or he started off doing it on accident and kept going.
Like, no, at the beginning, I didn't know what to do. I kind of started to do both at the same time, and then I just quickly just did it that way. I didn't even know, man.
That was the correct decision, sir.
Who I've is got to like learn about me him. All right.
Oh, come on in.
Whoa.
Whoa.
So, what's your name?
Sonichu.
Flip pages.
Page.
Turn the page.
My name's Rosechu, but you can call me anytime.
Well, anytime. How are you?
Wait.
Yeah, there's a heart, and then there's two faces. You have to speak for each four faces.
Hey, Kel, we have a guest. That's my nickname.
Boy, I thought I was the speedy one. Well, I think she's cute anyway.
Who is it, Rosie? The stew's almost ready, and,
what the... Kel, this is Sonichu. He wishes to break bread with us.
Hello?
Who says that? Whoever says...
Can't even break a bread.
Wow, another hedgehog Pokemon, and a male for Rosechu. Ah, this must be fate. It's nice to meet you, Sonichu. Have a seat with Risey.
The stew is almost ready.
Rosie, entertain your new boyfriend.
So, what's your favorite color?
Yellow? No, blue.
Ah! One night, a few days later.
Oh God, that boy! So funny. Oh God, I'm dying.
It sure is.
Isn't the night sky so romantic? Wait. I could just sit here and look at it for hours with you.
Yeah, I think we'd fall asleep. And I wouldn't have it any other way, Rosie.
Oh, Sonichu, I'm so happy with you. I love you.
And I love you too, Rosie. As often as Boots tweet, you are my lovely heart, sweet.
Oh, Sonichu!
Oh God! Explosion! Save us!
It's actually a demonic cheerleader. If you look at it closely.
Oh God!
His ad voice.
The end.
The end.
SK, can you do a good ad voice?
Ad voice?
Yeah, read that ad.
Okay. Sonichu is a Pokemon, so catch him on I need to be able to read first. So catch him on Game Boy Advance. Get zapping with him in the chaotic combo. Game Boy Advance Pokemon registered trademarks in Nintendo of America. All Sonichu merch copyright March 2000 to 2005 by Christian West Channel.
Going strong for 10 years
suddenly
now.
Suddenly, perspective.
Whoa! I've just gotten vertigo.
What in God's name?
It's a scene from Battlefield
Earth. There you go.
Also, Sonichu appears to be vomiting lightning.
Well, yeah, he
does that. GameStop KB Episode 3 Sonichu versus Destructon.
Also, like how his oh, never mind. My bad.
Is it a pool of water?
SK, you can be.
Assume that's a fountain.
Right, yeah, I gotta be this guy. Christian spelled backwards. Son of Giovanni. Team Rocket brighter than light. Surrender now or prepare to fight.
Release Frollo's chill now!
Sun Coast.
Then we will fight. Zapdos, go!
I thought that was eight. And we will eight.
Oh, wow.
I can't believe this, even after what happened. Earlier, when Kel had to run some errands at Quickvale Mall and allowed Rosie to borrow her credit card, Kel entrusted me to make sure Rosie didn't spend over $100. At first, it was easy due to her willpower, but then with all the sales and coupons...
$20 for this lovely bracelet? Wait, 75% off? All right!
Well, I'm not Superman. Thankfully, Kel gave me cash for lunch. But how was I to know that cheeseburgers had pickles?
Ah, that salad was great. What's wrong, sweet bowl?
I hate pickles!
Burger crunch.
Man!
Shadow!
The bun is in your mind. I didn't see that until just now.
Did I?
Help!
Bring this up to me. Please excuse me while I save my girlfriend.
Yeah, I never saw the bun is in your mind.
I've got this shit right here.
Get it.
Drill peck, mega kick, wing attack, double team, confuse Zapdos.
Next page. I want to hear this.
Fire blow countdown. 10, 9, 8.
Hey, I couldn't miss out on this.
Look at that one, Sonic. It's nice.
Oh my god.
What in God's name?
Oh my god.
Yeah, I'm hoping that's a substitute or something.
I like how we're all mentioning that and not the giant Zapdos of something.
Zapdos in the Scream.
Speaking of which, I'll roommates back in.
Enjoy your victory now, Hedgehog, but we will meet again. And when we do, I will capture you for my father and Team Rocket. Let's go, Raikou. How is it in?
I think it's it's Raikou. If it is Japanese, like if it's from Japanese.
Yeah, yeah. It's Raikou.
Yeah.
Oh my god, look at his eyes in the last room. Look at Chris's eyes.
That's more than a little down.
I'm going to take that and I'm going to put it next to that Sonichu if you page it code. I'm going to make it my signature or something.
Hooray.
Okay, righto. Did you guys say hooray yet?
Hooray.
Thank you, Sonichu. You're my hero, sweet bull.
Oh, that's me. I was astounded with how you battled Sonichu. You rock!
Thank you, Sonichu! As mayor of Quickville, I congratulate you to you on your victory, and I thank you for saving the day. Good job, Sonichu.
Thank you!
Hello, Father.
Epirogue!
Well, Sonichu, I feel this comic book is our best work yet.
I think so too, Father. But wow, all this fun.
Hi. what? Landlord's phone number?
Yes!
Here's the landlord's phone number. Yeah, I'm okay. Yes! I'm not doing anything weird.
Wow, it's fantastic. You still are girlfriend free.
I Fell off Skype.
It's like fucking Django. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not weird at all.
God. It bothers me too, but I never give up. I'll find a boyfriend free girl around my age yet. Well, I gotta go to Charlottesville Mall to try again.
Rick, go call Soap again.
Huh? What happened?
Call Soap again. He fell off the call. He laughed so hard.
Oh, we... Awesome.
Boop, boop, get a rose boop, at you, man.
Oh, God, I'm crying. I'm crying so hard.
Did that make Skype or something?
No, it was just you that fell off. Oh, my God.
Oh, that was so funny. Okay, it's on you, Yoshi, if you're still around.
Somebody read the license plate.
Virgin Sonichu.
There he goes, with a grin on his face. In the end, he'll say, one girlfriend, please. Because he'll probably fail again. I'm proud to have a brave father.
And Fierce Comic Book, March 15, 2005. Very fresh, very cheap, $5. you gotta read the signature, dude.
Oh, I'm sorry. Christian Weston Chandler.
Well, we have to come out different voices for the evolutions now.
Holy shit. Gosh, I to a strip. So I do a comic John before a comic book. Died to a 25 year later by Christian Weston Chandler, drawn June 13, 2004. Introducing Metalik and Van Prosa. Thought to put metal coat, just trade Metalik. Lost true was higher friendship. Never up in midnight hour, Van Prosa.
Well, honey, you are quite the hard worker.
Gary?
Yeah?
Did the plumber come by?
No, he never came by.
Wow, this must be a secret part of the comic.
I answered the phone whenever it rang. I don't know.
His name is Metonic now.
Man, I never saw this part of the comic.
Sweetheart, I could cut 100 logs before breakfast.
Does he not know what that means? Does he not know what that
works ago? Actually, I'm not sure I know what that means either.
Poop.
Like pinching a loaf, cutting a log.
Oh, wow.
Flop, flop, fizz, fizz.
Well, Sonichu, I've been living my life and being beautiful.
Actually, normal is true.
Wait, oh, that is.
Well, Sonichu, I've been living my life and being beautiful. Hey, Rose, what's new?
Oh, those were supposed to be in the other order. Good job, Chris.
What's again?
But seriously, I wish I didn't have to work so hard. I'm tired of it, but being with you, a great friend, makes me feel much better. Anyway, I'm...
Me too, Rose Chu. Hard in some sort of weird squiggly face that's almost a smiley. But he makes funny noises too, so, you know, funny voices, so... I'm not the only one doing funny voices in this house.
Let you opened a thundercloud present over there.
Who's saying that's how it's been?
I think that's actually two bubbles from Rose Drew. It's just done really crappily.
Art!
Okay,
goes that, me, that.
It's Van Prosa.
And that's how it's
that's
been.
How it's been.
Oh, you're so sweet. Your feelings, Rosie. Here's Happy Valentine's Day.
What?
Meanwhile, Rose Chew's face splits in half like the split second car.
Black Sun Chew, quit.
What?
Actually, that right there, that is the only time you will ever see anything based on Sonic to have two separate eyes.
Okay, this next comic. This next part.
Christian Sonichu versus the Mastermind.
Oh, I call Mary Lee Walsh.
Of course.
Since you will not leave me alone in my love quest.
We have no tools but to fight you.
Slywheel the witch.
That's the only reason you called over.
All we get.
Shinyama, hate your D-body dirt. Yes.
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 And that is Christian there. As a Sonichu.
Oh dear.
Sonichu.
Oh, so do we have a slightly different voice for that or no?
Sonichu, Nate Thurk.
No, both
is
of you
my
have
mom.
To have to read the lines at the same time.
Oh god, yes. Okay, let's do 3, 2, 1.
Sonichu.
Nature is my mom.
My mom.
We have to save her.
Save her.
It's hard to do
okay,
with the. It's hard to do with the delay on Skype, but it came through on the recording anyway.
It'll sound even worse, which is the point.
I'm with you, Chris Chan. He won't get away with this.
3, 2, 1.
I just hope that she's alright.
Yeah. Aha. When those hedgehogs learn of your capture, they will run to my trap.
Thanks, babe.
Original card art for Holly Mine!
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
Donkey Kong barrels!
Okay,
let's forget the double voice. That's
yeah,
stupid.
Fuck that noise. Nate, sir, release my mother or you get shock of life.
Yeah!
Take one step closer and I'll press this button. Which makes your mother's cell explode. You don't want that, do you? Ha-ha!
Step, how about a spark? Sonichu!
Got it!
Oh, no!
Oh, no! Oh, no!
Explosion!
My train card! Oh, no!
Change back. Are you all right, mother?
Are you all right, Snorlax?
I am now, thanks to you and your
Snorlax.
Son.
Hey, Molo's there.
Next page. Man. This is loading really slow. Just give me a second. Alright. Slywheel. This was a trap.
That's right, Christian. There's no escape from my magic. And my Jacob Squad, my dear girlfriend, Tough Lightning.
Bring it on. Ow! You dirty rats.
I've got Nicole.
Oh, that's Nicole. I thought that was just like transgender Sonichu for a moment. I'm
no,
like, what?
That's stuff with Cole.
None of this is me.
Oh, no! Chris, I gotta save him from those fiends! Oh, oh shoot.
Ooh, 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 ooh. I'm for changing back.
Facts.
Chris, are you okay?
Oh, Nicole, you saved me today, you.
Well, tyranny and oppression is against your quest, huh? Let's rest for a while. Then I'll help you, homie.
Oh my god.
Okay, I guess I'd be the jerk op here. Because I don't have a line anymore in this episode. And you're still the narrator.
Oh, right. Wait, no, nobody said. Never mind. Job episode 1, Christian Jenner in Jerk Op Catastrophe!
Who's that Pokemon?
Well, it's been over 1 year and 7 months, and I still...
And I have an afro now.
I've been through my reggae phase. It hasn't worked. I still have not attracted a boyfriend-free girl. This love quest makes me suffer... frustration and the other things and that add to the that are my loneliness so many failures and all those men other than myself, because they have taken all the pretty girls, leaving me with none to choose from.
All of them makes me hurt.
Narrator, quick.
No, that's not, no, no, that's still CWC.
Oh, okay.
Just read it. It's definitely CWC.
No, I meant the thing at the bottom, but whatever.
Oh.
At the point.
All such material copyright of Marshall and Fireman Scrappers yet.
Oh, that never gets old. And those evil jerk-offs won't leave me alone either. I'm just a lonely, frustrated virgin looking for some true love. Yeah.
Hey, I'm calling you out. I'm so sick of your complaints and tears, on and on about how lonely you are and how you need a girlfriend. You're nothing but a lowly liar, you solicitor.
Jack. So just leave me alone, you villain jerk. How dare you, you jerk. I am only looking for true love and trust.
I actually thought that was only one you there, so that started to get really weird.
Nudas, my fellow jerk ops will fight you and force you to leave. Cuff him!
I don't want to fight, but if necessary, I will defend myself.
Joke about Yoshi being black.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
I better transform quickly. Electric hedgehog power.
Okay, somebody do the Sailor Moon song.
I never watched that show.
I've got a fucking better idea. Just don't do anything. Let some silence play right now.
Everybody dance now.
Okay, that'll work. Go for it.
Okay. Here we go. Let's rock and roll with things that make you go, everybody dance now.
And he had to tell us that that was a reference to something. Wait, that was CNC Music Factory that did that song? Hell.
Apparently he had to tell you, cocksucker.
Chris,
okay, now watch me. Metal armor, equip.
Tick, 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 tick,
tick, tick, tick. Rocket punch. Gunk, mega kick, rock missile, then loading page, double team, major beam, miracle, counterpoint.
My armor.
Give up and leave me alone, and
my form.
And we can end this battle.
No way, I'm not done with you yet. Bang. No
piles of shit could talk. Bet we are.
Fuzzy Wuzzlies get you hugs. Prickly Wicklies get you slugs.
Oh dear
you
God.
Give me a slug, so you get my secret ultimate attack. Shinye Ame. Loading page. Load. Internet. Just a second. I'll be there in a moment. Oh God.
Wait, is it not loading for you guys?
No, it's loading for me.
It took a while for me.
Yeah, whatever. I got it.
Wait. I didn't feel a thing.
Oh, but you will.
Oh, my, one more shindator.
Sound effects.
Gang up, smash, slip.
Whoa, slipping on my head.
He's breakdancing.
Oh man, my glasses!
And I can't see without them.
SK,
wait. That's supposed to be some random guy, but the eyes make that CWC, except he's.
No.
Chad thought it should. I don't even.
No. Look, Chief, your wife just called. She's divorced and left you. She took all your things. She took your children too. Also, she loathes you for your filthy smoking habit.
You do not want.
Oh boy, here we go.
Oh boy, yes.
I have cursed you with bad luck and extreme misfortune. Escubal. This is a special Pokeball you choose to capture electric or hedgehog-type Pokemon.
And it has nothing to do with anything on this page at all.
This would not have happened if you had not challenged and threatened me, as well as leaving me alone with my ever-so-frustrating love quest. Calling me a lying solicitor, picking on my methods, and attracting a boyfriend-free 18 my current age year-old girl whom I can love and trust, and most importantly, handcuffing me on 9/11/2004. Never forget. Remember the handcuffing of 9/11/2004.
Never forget.
For no good reason. I hope that you have learned to ever mess with a truly frustrated virgin when he is on his quest for a girlfriend to share and true love and trust with. So did mine.
My soul hurts.
Yeah, mine too, buddy. Mine too. So did mine, and my heart was previously shattered too.
And
and
that was utterly amazing, guys. Holy shit.
So I'll choose a picture.
Oh, wait. We need the narrator one for one last thing. The Sonichu comic back page.
What is that? Actually, it's not on the one we were looking at. It doesn't have the Sonichu back page.
Well, it's showing me that night at CWC's home, and it has an email.
That's for something entirely different.
Really? I just clicked on the back page, page 45.
Yeah, that's actually from an entirely different episode where he talks to that girl who was a troll.
Oh, weird.
Wow, I don't know what they're doing there.
It's like, I believe that is what we call poor coding.
It's yeah, the that's secret weird. Page.
We found the secret.
Man, does Paws have a secret page?
Of course it does. We've had a secret hentai page for years.
Oh my god, we're at an hour.
Is that where Wally started?
UWA no. likes hentai. We're at an hour and 30 minutes, gentlemen. Let's wrap this one up. Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful work by everybody. Thumbs up.
That was so great, guys.
I have no idea what that voice came from. I was like, okay, I'm going to do my Pikachu voice, but different, and then I lashed onto Rick's voice, and then that came out, which came out to be...
I feel like I just zapped to the extreme.
Yeah, that was fucking...
Came out to be the pervy guy from Family Guy.
Yeah, that guy was fucking...
It really was, and that's just so perfect. I mean, it's... It couldn't get more appropriate than that.
Creepy pervy
so
old
Pikachu
guy.
Pikachu plus
from...
Rick equals pervy guy from Family Guy.
Giggity giggity. I just kept picturing that creepy old dude in a Pikachu outfit, like, running around calling...
God.
Oh.
Yeah. Calling people heart sweet.
Well, say what you want. Sonichu's never through being cool.
Oh, my God. All right, final thoughts. SK, where are you at, man? Final thoughts, us.
I was making dinner for most of this.
Still, good work. And you'll be invited, of course, to Chapter 2 whenever we get around to it.
Oh boy, indeed.
Wait, no, that you see, that was issue 0, so we're going to be on issue 1.
Oh, well, I'm glad. There's so much
this
more.
Just a preview.
Eventually, we'll end up in whatever the issue is that will make our eyes gouge out.
I don't know, that was pretty bad. Hopefully, next time we can get like your family members to walk in mid podcast, Yoshi. Mm.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
final
like
thoughts.
Alex will fucking walk in and then he'll just like burst into tears and run away.
Burst into tears laughing.
Yeah.
Saber, what is your final thoughts on this madness?
Final thoughts is okay, one point in time, Roy Scott and Sarah Vickery are dead, die, nuclear meltdown. Also, they learned the secret of acting, which would be nice to your dog.
Yoshi, final thoughts.
Go and zap to the extreme.
I will.
That leaves you, Soap.
Father.
Okay, my final thoughts are, Nate Sirk, even though you have lost your battle with that hedgehog Sonichu, I'm proud that you were able to obtain a sample of his DNA. I then located the base of Dr. Ivo Eggman Robotnik. Needless to say, after I showed him the photo of that Pokemon, he was astounded, and we shook an agreement of Dr. Robotnik, please end this now, reconstructing the DNA machine that was found on New Island. Soon we'll have
okay,
a Sonichu.
Okay.
Save it for the next time, Jesus.
What I was hoping you would do is just, like, cut off the podcast while I was reading that. That would have been great.
Well, we can
just, like, end the file before...
Yeah. Oh, I can still do that. There is a cut function. Yeah. But yeah. Even if I don't, here's the proper ending. Good night, folks. King Rick 56 for all these losers. Thanks for watching.
And stay straight!
Stupid dog! Oh, zombie. Horse Terrence and Philip are sweet.